Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At the 33, handoff. Williams up the middle, breaking tackles. He's still going to the 40. Javonte Williams left side, 20, 15, 10, 5. Out of bounds at the 2. Javonte Williams, where did you come from?
Where did he come from? I'll tell you where. North Kakalaki. Welcome in, DFW. It is a little Fan After Dark on a Monday night. 66 of Javonte Williams, 135 yards on the day yesterday. 16 carries, 135 yards. 8.4 yards per carry for Javonte Williams. A revelation, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? Fan After Dark, we knew that Javonte Williams had a little something left in the tank. Trevor, don't shake your head, okay? Trevor thinks that just because he got a Stars credential today that all of a sudden he's big and bad. But look, ball knowers know the show. Ball knowers know the show that, look, there's one thing to have hot takes, another thing to have correct takes. All right, let's call it what it is. But we're glad to be here on a Monday night. And one thing I want to say before we get into today's show, I'm Fred Davis. That's the reigning phenom, reigning just all-around superstar talent, Mr. Blake Elliott. And then, of course, we got Dylon behind the glass in the 1-2s and 3s. We are not in any way, shape, or form crowning this Cowboy team. We're not going to do anything more than appreciate what happened yesterday. But before anybody starts texting in or trying to call in and say, it was just the 0-4 Jets, we're well aware. And Blake and I have been very adamant. You know, again, we're back on Monday through Friday. And we said last week, like, you have to win this game. This is a game you should win. I get it. You're beat up. You had some issues on the offensive line. But this is a game you should have won, and you did just that.
The Dallas Cowboys did what the Dallas Cowboys do, and that is beat up on not very good teams. But in the fashion in which they did it, we saw their
impressive, right?
We saw their largest lead in like what, 5-10 years?
Since
it was.
I've been here.
When it was it 27-3 or 30-3?
30-3. 30-3.
Their largest lead in a good little while.
Which, by the way, that and you know, I watched the first half and half the third quarter last night. After I wrapped up the show with the three-time. You know, George Pickens almost dropped that ball.
Oh, he bobbled it a little bit.
He bobbled it a little bit.
But him and Sauce were hand-fighting down there. I think, and we'll get more into the minutia of the game, but just on that particular play, I think he only ended the game with like 3 or 4 catches.
Man, I think he only had 2.
That catch makes
2 catches up 57 yards.
That catch makes like 4 catches because that was a big-time catch on the one of the best corners in the league, deep ball. Perfectly thrown ball by Dak Prescott. Great job adjusting to it by George Pickens. So I don't want people to look at the raw numbers to be like 2 catches, 50-something yards. That was a big-time play. So shout-out to George Pickens.
Well, but it opened up everything else. I mean, look, it opened up the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. And, you guys just heard Ryan Flannoy over there, who, as we found out tonight, bounced back 6 months after an ACL injury.
Wow.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Did not know that.
Today, years old.
That's why he was in the Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham. So it was a great listen. If you guys missed it after the show's over,
unbelievable listen.
Go back and listen on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch or YouTube. Hang out with us. Make fun of how we look, if we're short and fat, tall and skinny, or anything in between.
You got hit with that again this weekend.
Shout out to this weekend. Super fun weekend overall. It was just a jam-packed weekend.
It really was.
My birthday weekend happened to also be the Dallas Cowboys fan hang.
Yeah.
Where we're at the Frisco Star with a bunch of Utolos. Shout out to Whataburger that was there. There was food, Tolos, Fatties. Cheerleaders, Darren Woodson. We got an interview with him for you guys. We'll play that audio tomorrow. That's a super fun time. A lot of great insight right there. Kind of breaks down what's going wrong and right with the Dallas Cowboys. But yeah.
Super candid. That's super what I appreciate candid. About him. He was very...
That was our first time meeting him, and we talked for maybe like 30
you
minutes.
You would have thought we had been buddies with Darren Woodson the entire time we've been here at the Fan.
I'd very much agree with that. You know? It came across very genuine in the moment, and I think it'll come across very genuine when y'all hear the audio of that. But yesterday was super fun at the Fan Hang. We met a lot of you Tolos.
Shout out Tolo D.
It's cool to see you guys in person, you know.
Shout out to Kevin and his wife.
Shout out to Kevin and his wife.
Tony. Yeah.
Just start rattling. Sam.
Michelle with two L's. Jim.
Just start rattling them off. So if we met you guys, it was a pleasure doing that.
Text us. Let us know. If we have not shouted out your name yet, text into the program. 877-881-1053.
Blake's not very good at memory. It's not because we don't love you, but I just might have forgotten.
Yeah, what is it? Why is it? Why
don't I just have a bad memory.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Why is that? Such a young man.
Probably some products.
Yeah, is that what it is? You know, they're saying they're lacing it with fentanyl these days, so you may want to...
What isn't laced nowadays? Twice. Water?
Actually, I'm pretty sure that's laced with fluoride, if I'm not mistaken. So, I drank... funny you say that. I drank some Louisville tap water the other day, and I'm pretty sure I got nauseous right afterwards. Yeah.
I would love to play this clip. So, this was Greg Olsen. Right as the game is starting, the Jets are coming out on offense. They're doing all the who's the starters on the graphics for Fox and whatnot. And I'm watching the game back today, and I really want to play this audio for you guys because I think it sets the stage for everything we're going to be talking about throughout the week or at least the next 2 days, just talking about this Jets game, if you will. I don't want people saying, hey, the Jets' O-line was trash, Blake.
Solid O-line.
They're 0-4, so what do you expect? I'm not going to take anything away from this game. Or Justin Fields is bad, or whatever.
Who's worse, Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence?
Justin Fields.
Okay.
If you don't believe me or Fred, hopefully you believe Greg Olsen. And who was the other guy broadcasting the game with him?
They said his name. Tony Bennetti, I think, is what they said his name was.
Sounds good.
He was good, though. So I enjoyed him.
This is them starting the game, setting up. These are one of the first comments out of their mouths. I want you guys to have this in the back of your brain while you listen to me and Fred talk about this Cowboys game over the next 2 days.
The biggest growth we've seen out of Justin Fields this season in New York is he's still going to always stress his protection by holding the ball. But the sacks are down, the negative plays are down, so you don't mind a quarterback hanging on to the ball as long as he does.
This Jets offense on the other side, this offensive line has been as together as any in the NFL.
Yeah, a lot of continuity. They've played over 99% of the snaps through four games as a unit, so...
No, I and I'm glad you played that because that way although I will say this, last night on the show, on the post, the Specs Tailgate show, we didn't really have anybody say much about the Jets O-line.
I'm glad.
It was more of just like, hey, they just suck as a whole, is kind of the whole feeling.
But
right.
At the end of the day, the Jets O-line blocks the Cowboys defense line. And to me, my biggest takeaway, the thing that jumps out the film, was the Cowboys pass rushers. Them winning. We can talk kind of more minutia stuff, but the thing that I think everybody at home saw was the pass rush was getting home. It felt like on almost every passing play, it felt like somebody was in Justin Fields' face, whether it was Sam Williams, whether it was James Houston, whether it was Fowler.
Dante Fowler was living back there yesterday afternoon.
I thought there was a lot of good individual defensive plays. I think there's still some collectiveness, and we're going to get into kind of some of those problems with the Cowboys' defense. But you at least saw, hey, maybe this is what Jerry and Steven envisioned when you moved on from Micah. You have this plethora of pass rushers that are just coming in left and right, because I don't think Sunday was a great marker of what the Dallas Cowboys pass rush is going to be. Probably some, but I think it could be somewhere in between of what it's looked like being one of the worst and not getting really any pressure with four down linemen to what it was last game where it felt like there was a pressure every other play. Probably somewhere in the middle is where I think me and you both thought this pass rush should be moving off of Micah Parsons. So just want to set the stage to that before we start poo-pooing the Jets entirely.
I mean, there's plenty to poo-poo. Let's not get it twisted. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought yesterday's game was as much about just the overall coaching as it was anything else. Okay. I mean, two things stood out about yesterday's ball game. One, Brian Schottenheimer and the Cowboys coaching staff is better than Aaron Glenn and the Jets coaching staff.
You can say that again.
Okay. I mean, like right now, I don't think that's far fetched, and that's not us being a homer saying that.
But I think it is important, though. I don't think it's far fetched, but they were hired in the same hiring process, and Aaron Glenn was a way more sought after candidate.
And I'll be honest with you. I was never crazy about the Detroit Lions defense. All right. I mean, that defense was not great. I mean, it had its moments, but I don't know that. I mean, there was nothing about that Lions defense where I thought to myself, hey, I would love to have their D coordinator as a head coach. And so I wasn't as big on them going out or entertaining Aaron Glenn like everybody else was. Now, look, that's not to say that he's not going to be a good head coach when it's all said and done. We all know the Jets are a bleep show.
On Aaron Glenn, we were seeing this, watching it on TV, interacting with Utolo, so we're catching bits and pieces of the game. But every time my eyes looked at the TV and I saw Aaron Glenn, and tell me if I'm wrong or if you saw this differently, I never really saw him do anything on the sideline. Like and obviously every coach has a different style, yeah. But I never once saw him opening his mouth, talking to a player, kind of coaching something up. It looked like a blank stare of despair from quarter one to quarter four.
I will say this. He is a locked in dude, because there was one point where Sauce Gardner kind of said something to him and he didn't even flinch. I mean, look, Justin Fields is not a good quarterback.
I mean, he's not, but he can be efficient. The only reason I say this is because the week before he went 20 of 27, 230 yards, 80 rushing yards, and two touchdowns. Now, the Dolphins' defense sucks. I mean, let's not get that twisted, but I think he can be efficient. He's still, to me...
I mean, any crap quarterback can be efficient if you just check the ball down.
He does check the ball down.
Cooper Rush can be efficient.
What did he have, three interceptions the other day?
You know what I'm saying? Like, Justin Fields is not a good quarterback.
No, he's not good by any stretch, but I just don't think he's, like, the worst. Like, I think he can still, obviously...
Look, when you're on your third team in 3 years, you may not be the worst quarterback, but you're definitely in the bottom... tier of quarterbacks.
I think Justin Fields still has not won a game if his team allows more than 20 points in his NFL career.
I mean, CA brought up a great stat yesterday. Number one, he's never thrown for more than 300 yards in a game.
Let's not bury the lead as well. Max, the Dallas Mavericks are playing basketball right now, preseason basketball.
Dallas Mavericks are playing. And I'll tell you what, AD's still out there, by the way.
It's on NBA TV. We'll give you guys some kind of stats and updates after in the next segment. But they are on NBA TV at the Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. All of the starters are playing. Nobody is out other than Kyrie Irving. So you're getting Cooper Flagg. You're getting Anthony Davis. You're getting Klay Thompson.
Dude, Max Christie's played a lot this first quarter, too.
Max Christie's played a lot. He's balling. Klay's out there. So if you guys are missing that, didn't know the game was on NBA TV, put it on mute. Listen to Fan After Dark.
Which, by the way, I don't want to hear any more about people complaining about AD being overweight. AD didn't look like he's moving any differently than he normally would.
And AD is actually playing a lot with the ball in his hand, top of the key, getting it a lot. He's not just sitting on the post.
He looks good defensively. I mean, again, it's the first preseason. Now, look, they're playing the second and third stringers for Oklahoma City, so let's not get carried away. But from a fluidity and mobility standpoint, I don't see any problems with number three just yet.
What do you think is your leading scorer for the Dallas Mavericks with 8 points?
Oh, we're bringing that back.
We've missed it,
people. We've missed it.
It's finally time.
I'm going with Derek Lively.
Derek Lively is a great guess, but he only has 2 points. Two rebounds, one assist.
It was a reverse dunk, though, so let's give him some style points.
It looked very nice.
Hell, AD hit himself an alley-oop slam, too.
He's got 5.6 rebounds.
Let's go with Christie.
Max Christie is the correct answer. 8 points in 7 minutes. He's a plus 13 in 7 minutes.
Look at that. I mean, hey, he could be a breakout star this year.
Klay and Cooper Flagg both scoreless. Cooper Flagg, three rebounds, two assists.
I was going to say, how many assists he got?
Cooper Flagg, two assists, three rebounds. Klay, no stats.
I said 9-4-2 was my line for Cooper.
And Anthony Davis just looks muddy.
Look at that turnaround jumper from Anthony Davis. Still mad at myself for not, asserting my dominance last Monday and insisting that he do an interview with us.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
you didn't assert your dominance twice. That and you didn't pick your Texans Ravens. You didn't swap it on Saturday.
I mentioned it. I said I want to pick it, and then we just kind of moved in typical Fan After Dark fashion. Yeah, because I was right. I feel like I should get credit for that.
I acted like I didn't hear it, but you didn't assert your dominance. That's twice now.
No,
Fred.
Because we moved on to in typical Fan After Dark fashion. We went 10 different directions after that. I should get credit for that because I did say I want to change.
If I change it,
then we're 5-5.
That's okay. You didn't. Jets OC. Who is it? Name him.
Oh, God. And I saw his name yesterday while I was watching.
It's about as random as a name can get.
Joe Morton.
First name starts with a T. You're going to get this, and I believe in you.
Trevor Beck.
Tanner Engstrand.
Oh, old T.
Just what everybody was thinking of. Okay. Me and Fred made predictions.
We sure did.
Last Saturday.
We sure did.
Were the predictions correct or were they faux? We're going to play back that audio and react to the Cowboys game
next.
What
does that even mean?
The Fan After Dark.
This next segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Motion. Jets flinched.
Free play.
There's the flag. Here's a deep pass down the right side. Oh, Flamoy at the 25. A great move inside the defender and down to the 15. Oh, what a nice move by Flannoy, and Prescott is like a dog with a bone when he gets a free play like that.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Brad. Predictions were made on Saturday. Now, were the predictions right? Where were Blake and Fred and Dylan wrong? We're going to go through all of that and have some good fun with you guys reliving what we said on Saturday. You're listening to the Fan After Dark. Got Fred Davis across from me, Dylan behind me, and Blake in front of you. It's a nice, fun time here in the studio.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we got Chiefs Jaguars on. We've got Dallas Mavericks versus the Thunder. Second team on. 42-27 Mavs are up. And Fred, I really haven't seen anything from the Mavs I've been mad about.
Dwight Powell with a nice strip.
And Max Christie attacks the rim like nobody else.
And one. I'll tell you what, that was a nice pass, though, too. That was a nice little dump there.
I can't say enough good things right now about Max Christie. Backdoor cutting, playing defense, finishing at the rim.
I'll tell you what, nice defense, though, by Dwight Powell at the top of the key on that last play.
Dwight Powell's got the most effort. He's great for what he is. He comes in and just gives you a ball of energy.
Pick up two guys with the Fan After Dark mojo, that being Jaden Hardy and Cooper Flagg.
Okay, so let's get into me and Fred and Dylan's predictions on Saturday about this Cowboys-Jets game, and we'll let us know, were you right or were you wrong?
Nice shot, Doc! You're not going to believe this. We got to go back to 55.
I don't believe it.
I'm going 27-23. Cowboys win tomorrow. It's ugly. I'm going to tell you this. Offense is going to do their thing. The offensive line will be good enough to hold up, all right? I don't know that Tyler Smith's going to play, but they'll be good enough to hold up. We like this offense. Jalen Tolbert is going to step up in a big way tomorrow. That's my prediction because, again, he's did it before.
Wow.
Do it again, okay?
Ouch.
But here's the caveat to all this.
Ouch.
You're going to have not one, but two turnovers tomorrow from this
You've got
defense.
Two on the season, the moonshot from Russell, and then the strip sack by, exactly. Was that Clowney?
James Houston. I'm predicting a Trayvon Diggs interception tomorrow. All right, I'm going on the record as saying that. Okay.
Okay, so how do you feel about that? We'll start with...
I'd say I was 2 out of 3.
Your score prediction was
27-23.
And you were very close to the Jets. They had 22.
Yeah,
Cowboys obviously had 37.
So, but I did say the offense would do their thing.
You said the offense would do their thing,
and I said the offensive line would hold up.
I think that's 2.5 bell rings for me.
And I said that they would get 2 turnovers. They did get one.
They got one.
Okay.
You said a fumble recovery.
You said an interception
by Diggs. The funny thing is, Diggs almost
if Oboe didn't put his arm out there, that might be a pick six. So I was eerily close to that. Where I was dreadfully wrong. Was I said Jalen Tolbert would step up.
If you guys missed the game somehow, Jalen Tolbert, one target, no stats. That's his only stat.
If you look at the box score, which I'm looking
two
at
onside,
here.
He had two onside recoveries, didn't he?
Or
two just recoveries.
I want to say he drew a penalty too. And look, there was a lot of bracket coverage on him. I feel like they were trying to take him out, so that's why Flournoy got so open on so many of those plays.
He was able to help his teammates out.
He absolutely was.
He was being a team player.
On the field that you had to account for. So
that was pretty good overall, though. When I was listening back to it, I was like, okay, Fred knows what he's talking about.
He knows a little something when it comes to these Dallas Cowboys.
Tolbert was the only one, but we were just trying to figure out who was going to be that guy. Let's see. Blake was any better or worse with my predictions on Saturday.
What a give and go, by the way.
I'm going to go Blake. 31 Cowboys.
Okay.
Jets, 27. I think the defense looks no better than it has any other week.
Yeah.
But you're going against a way more inept offense, and I don't think Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson are the game breakers that Russ with the moonshot and Malik Nabers like pushing the ball down the field. I don't believe in Justin Fields just airing it out over the top of you. No. I think you're going to see a lot of rushing ability. I think you're going to see a lot of blown assignments. I think you're going to see a lot of linebacker versus Justin Fields in open space.
Okay.
And that's no bueno because the only quarterback that had a rushing upside that you played this year that was a real threat was Jalen Hurts. And we saw in week one how many times did they not put a spy on him, and he was able just to isolate that a Jack Sanborn, a Damone Clark, a Kenneth Murray, and just shake him for whatever he wanted. So I don't believe in the Cowboys' defense looking any better, but I just think the Jets' offense isn't as prolific. So 31-27, George Pickens continues to ball. My sleeper, Ryan Flournoy, I think will be your second best player on offense tomorrow. Your thoughts?
I mean, you called Ryan Flournoy. I mean, a lot of rambling about the defense, but you know what? It was worth the price. It was worth listening to all of that to get to the Ryan Flournoy part.
We had just give a lot of
appetizer to get to the main course, but it was well worth it. It was well worth it because, I mean, Flournoy played his ass off.
Ryan Flournoy.
And Flournoy was your best offensive player yesterday. Well, actually, Javonte. You could argue he was second because he was better after Javonte.
Javonte, 16 carries, 139 total yards, and 2 TDs.
The thing is, where I would slightly push back and say you were right, though, about him being the best, where I think you could maybe say he was the best, simply because Javonte, dare I say, has done this so
far.
I mean, he's been a damn good runner. He's arguably been one of the best running backs in the NFL all year, whereas Flannoy, I mean, no one in their right mind. I mean, you said he's going to be good, but did you have six catches, 114 yards good?
I did not have six catches, 114. I think the important thing to note,
and he was a revelation yesterday.
And I'll ask the Tolos this. I think you're going to see more Ryan Flannoy moving forward because that was not a third quarter. You're up by 20 and he's just catching wide open passes in the flats. These were design plays in the first quarter, in the first drive.
Yeah.
You saw him with the crossing route. You saw him up the sideline. Dak looking at him. I want to say he even got
a 30-yard play in the first drive of theirs.
So that tells me that was in the game script. Those first 10 to 15 plays, even maybe sometimes 20 plays, are the scripted plays that coach put in. So they saw something in film, known something about him in practice, and said, hey, GP, George Pickens.
Either that or he was the third read on that play too, though.
I mean, Dak was getting to him decently quick, at least in that first drive. I think Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams understood that Sauce Gardner was going to travel with George Pickens.
And the rest of those guys are not good.
And the rest, Tyreek Stevenson is allowed a perfect passer rating when allowed, which is the other corner out there. Both of their safeties, no bueno. So I think when Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams, I'm giving huge credit to, said, hey, George Pickens is still George Pickens, but he's probably not going to be who we're looking at 24-7 because he's getting shadowed by their only good defender in the
secondary. Which is okay because we figure, all right, Tolbert's going to Tolbert, all right, which is what he did, right?
Yeah, I mean, he Tolberted,
and, you know, look. Ooh, damn. Oh my God,
Kaysom Wallace just tried to
damn
in careers.
But on the flip side of that, I mean, I think to your point, Shoddy and Clayton Adams knew going into that game yesterday, they're like, look, Flannoy can eat up their third cornerback.
Yeah.
Like they felt really good saying, all right, you know what, this guy's gonna make some hay. And he did exactly that. And I think to your point, I know one of the kind of the buzz questions all day today has been, okay, well, where does this mean he's going moving forward? Well, I mean, look, it's a great game. But I think what it's done is it's taken the pressure off of Kevontae Turpin. Because I think if we've learned anything.
I think they can kind of be a 3A, 3B. One guy's
even know that Turpin is going to have to be, is going to have to go back to being kind of your utility wide receiver. Yeah, I'm not even giving him a number because he gets hurt too much.
I mean, yeah, he got hurt too much this year.
We're five games in and he's played two full games.
Agreed. Once he comes back and he's healthy, I don't think you have to have Turpin out there maybe as much as you did before.
No, he's going back to being a gadget guy.
I think the biggest loser of this has got to be Tolbert, though. I mean,
Tolbert's been on borrowed time since the season started.
I agree, but from the Cowboys.
Once Mingo comes back.
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, seriously, I'm trading him. I'm putting him on the block.
I'm talking about from Schottenheimer, Jerry, and Steven. What evidence have you been given in the last 5 months to say Jalen Tolbert should be getting more reps than anybody in the wide receiver room?
Well, no, none. You know what he is? He's a good safety valve. That's it.
I think Jalen Tolbert could thrive on another team and kind of be a solid number three option if another team doesn't have it. But right now, I just don't see the fit on the Cowboys where you can do it because you got CeeDee and George who are all world. We're going to talk about them. Turpin's your speed, gadget guy. Flannoy, do I think he's going to go 6 for 116 every week? No, but if he can be a third viable option.
Well, and now he's a guy you have to account for.
And I just wanted to look up his measurables. 200. To me, just watching him on the field, he plays big. Which I think is uber important from a receiver. Like he was catching balls in tight windows.
No, he's a big possession receiver, but he can also yak too. I think that's what impressed me the most yesterday was just he's a fast dude, right? Yeah. Like when I love the way he catches the ball, right? He snatches it out of the air. He's not a body catcher.
See the diamond.
Absolutely. No, I mean he's a damn good wide receiver. Look, Tolbert is what he is. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tolbert is if you get into a pinch. All right, and you need a body to throw out there. He knows the offense. And here's the thing. Dak does trust him, okay? Like, there is some rapport. Look at that move.
Cooper Flag.
There is some trust between Dak and I was going to say Cooper Flag.
That's Larry Bird over there. This guy's sizing people up.
I mean, they're up 22 right now. But so that's what Tolbert is, right? But if you get your full complement back before the trade deadline, right, which we said is right after week 9, if you've got Flannoy, which, by the way, sucked to see our boy Jalen Brooks get hurt yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't see what the extent was, but he didn't come back. But
I'll throw him into not loser of the day. Loser of the day.
Oh, no, because he couldn't. Yeah, I mean, getting
couldn't
hurt
stay
on
healthy
a day like that. Yeah.
When you finally get elevated and Flannoy flourished times 3, like, If you guys missed the game and you're just seeing the box score was phenomenal, but Flournoy was like a huge reason why they got up to an early lead in that first quarter.
Well, he was your best wide receiver in the first half.
He was dominating the Jets secondary, and Javonte, those two were just going back and forth. Ferguson, I thought, played
it. Well, think about it. It's first time since 1978, and this is coming from the Cowboys stats department. First time since 1978 the Cowboys have had a 100-yard receiver and 100-yard rusher in a half. I mean, think about that in the grand scheme of the Cowboys over the last 50 years. And you mean to tell me that of all the legends that have been on this football team, it wasn't until Javonte Williams and Ryan Flournoy that you had a 100-yard receiver and rusher in the same half?
And
that's crazy.
And you can correct me. I want to say, I know it was last year's draft. Was this a seventh-round pick? Six-round pick?
Flournoy is a six-round pick. Yeah, because I got that wrong yesterday on the show. He is a six-round pick because I got him confused with Jalen Brooks from a couple years ago. But yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, it adds a little something to that 2024 draft class.
We weren't even really considering him as one of your viable receivers. Like, when we were trying to make
this, we liked him. He made some noise here and there. Yeah. But the thing is, in training camp, there's always talking about Trayshawn Holden.
Remember,
right?
Trayshawn Holden was our guy in the media.
Flournoy made some great, had some moments this year in the preseason, but because you Mingo. Were so. But Mingo had our, you know, but look. You're playing behind Mingo, who you traded a pick for, right?
And so everyone was ready for him to go.
Kevontae Turpin was a guy that everybody was ready to see, you know. And then, of course, when you add Pickens and then you've already got CD, like, you're four or five receivers deep before you even get to Ryan Flournoy.
And it's funny, man. A year and a half ago slash a year ago, we were saying how kind of depleted this wide receiver room was. It was CD and Tolbert, and none of us felt inspired by Tolbert.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Turpin, because remember before this offseason, Turpin wasn't even a huge part of the offense. Flournoy was nowhere to be seen. No. Mingo was hurt. Trayshawn Holden we hadn't heard of yet. Now we're getting to the point where it's like we're kind of at an influx at that particular position, and maybe you can trade that for somebody else. I do want to give some GP numbers before we get out of here. How many targets do you think he's had in 5 games this year? These numbers will blow you away.
Well, I think they've definitely picked up since CD got hurt. I'm going to go with, let's go with 35.
37 targets in 5 games, 23 catches, 357 yards, 15 and a half a game, and 5 touchdowns.
5 tutties already.
So I think George Pickens has been obviously
everything you've asked for.
Everything you've asked for. He stepped up while CD's been gone, and he's at least taking that attention so guys like Flournoy and Ferguson can continue to ball. I was very impressed by the Dallas Cowboys offense right now. They're playing at an insane level.
You haven't missed a beat with George Pickens. I remember you and I were on the day before the George Pickens trade happened, and you and I were talking about it because there was this, you know, the narrative was, well, he's a cancer in the locker room. He's a, you know, he's a diva on the field and what have you. And, you know, I said
you called
then,
it
I,
go, out.
I told him then, I said, look, bring him into this situation. I said, here's the thing. Yes, is he a little bit of a, is he a little erratic on the field? Sure. But, you know, I would be too if I had, you know, dumpster fire 1, 2, and 3 thrown to me. All right. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, Dak Prescott, who, oh, by the way, and I've got some stats. I don't know if we're going to get to him tonight. We definitely get to him tomorrow. For all the, oh, he's playing the best he's ever played. Well, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right. When we look back at Dak's career and what he's done through the first 10 years of his NFL career.
I think it's just how it looks, though.
I think that's part of it.
He looks
but I think
so confident back there. And you lose O-lineman, starting receiver. You're missing pieces, and he almost looks better. It's like no city out there. This guy has not missed a beat. The Dallas Mavericks have not missed a beat. They're up 30 in their first preseason game. We're going to talk about some things that we're excited for this Dallas Mavericks season coming up next.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations, 2023 and 2024.
Okay, maybe we're not doing a flashback.
The Dallas Mavericks are...
Oh, not you. Not you.
Not you. I forgot Blake. To tell him. I forgot to tell him.
I almost said something.
What'd you say?
Not to you.
What'd you say?
I'm not going to say it.
Say it. Oh, I put 2 and 2 together. Just know you're okay, Dylan. I got caught up talking ball, man. I forgot to bring it up. Dallas Mavericks are up 66-40.
What's Cooper Flagg's line? Because I said 9-4-2. That was my prediction.
I said 12-6-4.
You did.
10 points.
Mm.
So I guess you get the win on that?
I get the win on that.
6 rebounds.
You get the win on that.
3 assists.
And we split it.
You had 2?
I had 2.
Wow. Look at us, though. Look at us, though. We're a one-off on each one. Look at us.
How about that?
And he does have a block on the day. You know what? The audio, I Twitter DM'd you. You got it? I still want to play it. This is Cooper Flagg pinning... whatever Oklahoma City third stringer this was, taking a layup, pinning it off the glass, gets the ball to D'Lo. D'Lo alley-oop to, I think, Anthony Davis.
I think it was Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. Mavs fans, be ready to hear this call a lot this year.
Here's Isaiah Joe giving it up to Jalen Williams, and that is a block shot by Cooper Flagg.
Let's go.
From the weak side, I like that.
Oh. And running the floor, AD finishes from D'Lo.
My favorite, you hear the rim kind of snapping. Mm. That's that college basketball feel, like where you can hear the rim. I'm huge fan of the noises you hear in a basketball game, the aesthetic. Because in a football game, you hear...
Yeah, but you hear the tackling. And then, you know,
what are other noises you hear? The clap out of the huddle?
Well, like you hear that. And then, of course, you always hear the shoulder pads.
Hear the shoulder pads. That's top 5 sound.
And then the helmets crap... clap.
You can hear that, especially like on a kickoff. Yeah. Those are good.
Crunching. What I don't know. Whatever helmets do.
I think that's all the major sounds, right?
Pretty much.
But in a basketball game, you hear the shoes squeaking. Oh, squeak. You hear the net. You hear the rim.
Squeak's undeniable.
That's about it. I don't think there's any other.
Who do you
sounds.
Think is the most geeked Maverick watching this game right now?
Geeked Maverick, like
just in general, just anybody,
like actual Maverick watching or a
just
fan?
Just fan basketball person off the side because I got my answer.
Probably no. Kyrie?
No.
CA?
Nico.
Oh, yeah. Nico's
dude,
feeling
great. Nico probably has to be held back right now.
Yeah. Yep. The guy that just had to sit out his first preseason game, and we look like this. If you missed it, Luka did not play in the Lakers' first preseason game because of rest. And they got blown out by 30. Bronny James, 1-12 in the field. The Dallas Mavericks, on the other hand, are doing the blowing out. Now they are playing Oklahoma City's bench. None of their starters have played.
We're not getting too.
We don't care about the score, but how it looks.
I mean, it looks great.
What's the number one thing that stands out to you about Cooper Flagg? Mine is how much space he takes up on the court in a good way. His presence on the court is felt every time he has the ball, whether he's off ball or has the ball in his hands. He takes up a lot of space, whether it's the jab step, whether it's him cutting. There's never a time that I've seen Cooper Flagg be on the floor as one of the 5 guys for the Dallas Mavericks and like, where's Cooper Flagg on that play? Every once in a while you have players like that, like, oh, I didn't even realize he was in for 2-3 minutes. Cooper Flagg makes it known in a very basketball healthy way. Like, I'm not saying he's dribbling the ball 24/7 or calling for the ball. He just makes the right plays. He's back cutting. He's weak side block. He's setting a screen. He's dribbling. He's finishing at the rim. So I've got only good things to say about Cooper Flagg so far. And just the way he takes space to me is just very important in the basketball court. Especially, I mean, an 18-year-old fresh in, and he looks uber confident out there.
To me, it's the relative ease and comfort that he looks on the floor already. You know, I mean, he you know, game one of the summer league, you could tell it was not necessarily him being overwhelmed, but you could definitely tell he was hyped up and trying to do too much and not letting the game come to him. Whereas now that it's kind of like, look, just play your game and just do you. And you
have other starters out there with
you. Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't, I mean, he doesn't have to do everything, all right? I mean, and this is what I've been trying to tell people when you and I have talked about this and everybody's like, and do you have that Marcus Spears audio? That I said, check that out, Marcus Spears audio. I sent you on your Twitter, Dylon. The number of people that you and I have talked to that going, you know, after they got the number one overall pick, and well, I just don't know. We got to wait and see. I think he's gonna be good, but he's not gonna be Luka. He's not gonna be this. He's not gonna be that. And it's like, I don't think you guys truly understand just how good of an all around basketball player this dude is, and the fact that you are going to allow him to just kind of get in where he fits in on his at his pace, on his terms, on this team.
Completely different player than Luka, but there's different pros and cons. I just think Luka is maybe...
He's a better all-around player than Luka. I'm going to say that now. I don't care what anybody says. Is Luka a better offensive player? 1,000%.
I'll have to wait and see the full balance, but Cooper Flagg profiles and what we've seen is a more balanced player.
Cooper Flagg is light years ahead of him defensively.
Oh, of course.
Okay, no, I mean, if we and look, I'm not trying to be that guy, but I mean, in how many years of Luka playing here did he have a pin somebody off the back of the glass in game one?
Of course. Luka is maybe one of the greatest offensive talents we've ever seen.
1,000%.
Super creative, as a wizard with the ball in his hands, and also just really fun to watch. Cooper Flagg, to me, and I made this comp right before he played his first game, or maybe right after his first preseason game or summer league game, excuse me. He just reminds me of Jason Tatum in all the right ways. And I know we hate on him, but Tatum is obviously one of the 10 best players in the NBA when healthy.
Absolutely.
And the all-around game where Tatum's not really an A-plus in anything, but he's just an A in everything.
See, I think Cooper can be a better defensive player than Tatum.
I agree. I think Cooper, you know, Flagg can be like a menace on defense and guard multiple positions. And he has that young Tatum and that ferocity?
It's ferocity.
I like ferocity.
No, that's wrong. Okay. Go ahead.
Ferocity at the rim. Cooper Flagg, there's never been a time, at least in a couple games we've seen, just going out the sample size we have, and even his time at Duke, where he's hesitant at the rim or he's double clutching.
That's the difference.
You love an aggressive guy there. I don't care if you get blocked, if you missed a shot.
Dude, you mentioned it already. I mean, he's calling for the ball. I mean, we're talking about dudes. He's playing with grown-ass men, 8, 9, 10-year vets in the league, and you got him backing people down off the block saying, give me the rock, and just doing quick turnaround fades. I mean, I'm telling you right now, and I watched him play at Duke and how quickly he progressed at Duke. I'm telling you, this dude, you got him as your third option as the year continues.
Please do not. Dude. I know it's a preseason game, but for all my Mavs sickos out there, and I know you're out there, don't let the box score be the only watching you do this Mavs game. Just throw on the first half. You don't need to watch the second half. The Mavs starters aren't going to play in the second half.
10-6-3 in a first half?
He looked good. Bro. He looked efficient. He missed his first couple shots, but he looked efficient.
Man, we'll live with that. This is Marcus Spears on ESPN talking about Cooper Flagg.
Why is it so quiet about this guy? You're right. Where is the choo-choo to Cooper Flagg train? I don't get it. NBA, what are you doing? Why aren't you promoting this guy? Just last year, I saw him working out in Vegas, and he was on a select team with Brandon Miller and Trey Murphy and Jalen Suggs and Amen Thompson and Peyton Pritchard. And one of the coaches told me he's the best player on the roster. And he was 17 years old at the time. He doesn't even turn 19 to around Christmas. Get on the train. This dude is going to be a star. I don't know why he should be in all the promotions. I don't see him.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I have his preseason game against the Lakers in Vegas next week. So
ain't talking about it on TV. But we mentioned it till now.
We will be.
Nobody's talking about this guy.
I mean, he's not 7'5" like Victor.
Right. I think it's the Wimby thing. Right.
So is that what you got? 7'5"? Is that what it is?
Don't sleep.
We will. We'll have plenty of time to talk about Cooper Flagg.
I mean, if that's not the most asinine, look, we already know what it is. Okay. Let's just say the quiet part. He's a white guy.
I don't think it's that.
No, that's 100% what it is. 100%.
You think just because he's white?
I guarantee it.
I just think it's, I don't know. I haven't seen
They don't know how to act. The NBA media is so confused as to how to treat Cooper Flagg.
I didn't take it as that, though. I just think, I haven't really seen much NBA stuff on my timeline anyways. It's not like they've been promoting the second round, the second overall pick.
Well, yeah, but the second overall, I mean, but you're talking about Cooper Flagg. I mean, Cooper Flagg's been a dog everywhere he's been. I mean, it's not like he came from, you know, France or overseas. Yeah. Like, he's a white dude from Duke, and to Marcus's point, nothing.
No, I definitely think he needs to be talked about more, but I don't know if it's like the white thing, because
the white thing's been an issue since he got there, the whole thing started.
But I'm saying if the second and third overall pick were getting a lot of push and they weren't white, then I would be like, okay, why is he getting more than that person? I just don't think anyone's getting a lot of push, at least from my feed.
I don't disagree with you on that front. I mean, you could argue that this entire draft class, but I think that's part of the issue too, though, right? Is that because, you know, your number one pick kind of leads the charge a little bit when it comes to that, right? And so it seems like for 2 years in a row.
Because the French kid who got picked last year, Zachary Richaché, he didn't get any pub either. Nobody talked about him.
But that's what I'm saying. We've now seen 2 years in a row where the NBA has done a very piss. It's almost like since Wimby, they've decided, well, I guess we're just going to hold off anybody.
I guess maybe I guess homegirl said on the thing, the standard's been set so high. If you're not a 7'5 alien dribbling between your legs,
that's idiotic.
Then no one's going to get promoted.
So that I guess nobody gets promoted then until the next 7'5 guy comes out. I mean, what are we talking about here?
I guess it's pretty lame, but. I mean,
I think it's a combination of things. But no, I think that's part of it too, though. I really, really do. I think people are so confused as to how to act and what to do with it is he going to be any good? And I think some of it's been maybe some of the backlash from the Caitlin Clark stuff. I really, really do. I think people are making too much of it. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, ball's ball. It's kind of like, we asked Cooper Flagg, and he said, look, it doesn't matter what you look like. Can you play? Yes or no? And that's the bottom line. I mean, hell, if you didn't know, Dylan Harper's dad is Ron freaking Harper. Mm-hmm. And yet they do a special on his mom. God bless his mother. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to talk about his dad being a three-time NBA champion and a baller in his own right. And you know, unless you did a deep dive, you didn't realize. Now, part of it was because Ron decided, let me sit back and let my son do his thing. But I feel like there's been next to nothing talked about, like, by the way, this guy coming. And there's something to be said for that. Like, we like guys when they come from, you know, professional backgrounds, right? Mm-hmm. They have a little bit of an edge.
Also, I would say the Mavs aren't known for the biggest basketball city as far as how Texas is represented.
No, I get that, but it's like, how could you not? I mean, this is the NBA has gotten so much love in the past for being such a league that's so good at promoting itself, but at the same time, it's like, you just witnessed one of the biggest trades, maybe the biggest in-season trade in NBA history. Arguably in any sport
history.
I'm about
to say, you can almost go any sport.
Like, you could argue that Luka getting traded was the biggest in-season trade in professional sports history. And you're not gonna kick that hornet's nest the year.
I will say Cooper Flagg is sweating like no other. That means he's balling.
That means he's balling. Of course, he's done for the second half. All right, 1 hour in the books. Hour number two coming up. We're gonna do a little accountability. We got fair or foul. Plus, we've got some NFL to get into as well. Lots to get to. We'll update you more next. Coming up here on Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.